Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Thanks be to God. Thank you for coming this evening. Thank you for your faithfulness. Tonight we gather and celebrate the fidelity of our God. God has made outstanding promises to us, and this evening we celebrate how he fulfills these promises in his son's resurrection. Like so many of you, I've always had a great appreciation for the Easter Vigil. I remember when I was just a kid, I served for 7 of these consecutively. I took great pride in that. I enjoyed the liturgy, but like every teenager, I was kind of a pyromaniac, and so I also liked that we could have all this fire in church. When I was a kid, though, coming to all these Easter vigils and taking part in the masses, I came to deeply appreciate the symbolism that is so apparent in tonight's vigil. The most powerful symbol, of course, is the stark contrast between light and darkness, the light of God's grace and the darkness of sin and death. We started outside where it was dark and then came into a dark church. The darkness that we experienced at the beginning of this vigil should have startled us a bit, because it was a sign of our sin and our inevitable death. It was a sign of what we would have all had to suffer had Christ not been raised from the dead, and that is eternal death. That darkness should have scared us, for had Christ not been raised, we would have been condemned to the effects and the consequences of our sins. We would have been condemned to eternal death. But Deo gratias, thanks be to God, Christ was raised from the dead. The light did come back, and it scattered the darkness. The chant that I sang at the beginning of this vigil, the Exalted, explains how Christ as the light has scattered the darkness, and it does so with some very beautiful and poetic language. One of the first lines is this: "Let earth be glad, ablaze with light from her eternal King, knowing an end to gloom and darkness, that gloom and darkness and meaninglessness that we experienced at the beginning of this vigil totally came to an end because of Christ the light, symbolized by the great Paschal candle. Coming into the church with the Paschal candle lit, you all lit your own candles from the Paschal candle, and then eventually the whole church slowly became illuminated, which was a sign of how Christ shares his light, his grace, with you and me, and how it is this grace, this light, that scatters the gloom and darkness in the world. It is this light that is our hope." The liturgy of the word that we just listened to, all of these readings very beautifully explain to us how God prepared a people for his son, Jesus Christ. And if we paid close attention to these readings, we would have noted how there are various stages of God's salvation, stages of his self-revelation to us in Jesus Christ. When St. Thomas Aquinas, the angelic doctor, talks about these stages of salvation, he talks about 3 different stages, 3 different types of light that God sent into the world. The first is the natural light. He calls it the lumen naturale. In the first reading today, we heard from the book of Genesis. We heard about the original creation, how God created all things in 6 days and rested on the 7th day. That old creation was indeed beautiful, and it was full of the truth and goodness of God. But that old order of creation could not save us. It did not have the power to conquer darkness and death. The next stage is the light of the prophets, what he calls the Lumen Propheticum. After the book of Genesis, we then heard about Abraham and Moses. We then listened to the prophets Isaiah and Baruch and Ezekiel. All of these prophets and these patriarchs acted on behalf of God, and they spoke on behalf of God.
They help prepare a people for the fulfillment of God's promises. But the patriarchs and the prophets were not able to save us. They did not have the power on their own. Finally, St. Thomas Aquinas talks about the light of faith in the light of Christ, the Lumen Fidei in the Lumen Christi. Remember how when we came into church, I sang Lumen Christi, you all responded, Deo gratias, thanks be to God. St. Thomas Aquinas tells us, it is only by having faith in Jesus Christ that we truly are able to experience the redemption and the salvation that God promised us. The light of Christ has been shared with all of us, especially through the grace of the sacraments. And tonight we have the great joy of celebrating all the sacraments of initiation, where God bestows upon his sons and daughters this heavenly light that saves them from eternal death and offers them hope for eternal life. So in a few moments, we will celebrate the sacrament of baptism for Cambry and Andrew and Omar. They have prepared all year, and now they are ready to be cleansed of original sin through the waters of baptism and to be truly reborn as sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. Then after that, we will welcome some new Catholics into the church, Mark and Dominic. And then both our newly baptized and our new Catholics will all be confirmed as the gifts of the Holy Spirit first received in baptism will be strengthened within them, specifically strengthened so that as they go into this world, which is oftentimes very dark, they will continue to carry the light that they have been given, the light of Christ, into this dark world. And then after that, we'll all have an opportunity to receive Holy Communion. And for these five, it'll be their first Holy Communion, where God's grace is deepened within them, and it'll be deepened within us by the beautiful gift of Christ's body, blood, soul, and divinity offered to us in the most holy Eucharist. So through the sacraments, this light is shared with us. And as it's shared with us, all of us today need to take some time to consider the great responsibility that we have, the responsibility to care for this light. As you know, a candle can be extinguished so easily, and so too, the gift that we have been given is a fragile gift. It requires God's help to keep it burning, and it requires our cooperation to keep it burning as well. And so today, let us do all we can to firmly promise God that we will truly live as his sons and daughters, that we will truly keep the flame of faith alive in our hearts, that we will not be afraid to take the light of Christ into the world. Let us not be afraid to live as children of the light. Now that we've been given God's grace, let us not return to the ugliness of sin. His grace is so much more beautiful. Let us hang on to it. Now that the darkness has been scattered, let us truly live as children of the light.